you fairly confidently assert a lot of the times that body shaming and the inhibition and the discrepancies and what's permissible in terms of body shaming and the impact across genders, like that there's a wide discrepancy in these things. And you seem to say that like anyone who doesn't think that it's clearly worse for women is like a idiot. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious, like, do you stand by that opinion?
Yeah.
Okay. I heavily disagree. I think that it's, I don't know why you think that. I'm not like sure what your, like, I feel like you might be speaking something differently than how I perceive that. But to me, it's a lot more taboo to criticize a woman's appearance than a man's appearance.
Well, that's criticizing an appearance is just one thing. But when you say like that might, like, that might be true what you're saying, but just criticizing of a thing is not necessarily like the only negative aspect of being or looking at like the of
it's one of the most negative aspects, would you not say?
No.
Like someone making negative comments about your appearance is probably like one of the worst things you can do to someone regarding their appearance. And if there's one gender where it's clearly more acceptable to make negative comments about their appearance, it's kind of foolish to say that it's clearly.
No, I would say that the probably the worst thing is people I would say people treating you differently because of your appearance is definitely the worst thing. I would say it's probably
more than people. Yeah, I mean, I think that's a different thing because I don't think treatment is I don't think treatment relating to appearance is like analogous across genders. I think comments on appearance kind of are. Like, for example, I don't think that like handsome men will get treated like substantially differently than like average looking men, whereas I think like the comments that people make on bodies, I don't think is, I think like the nature of how those comments come about and like what's permissible and the types of comments that people make are relatively consistent across genders. It's just in one case, for example, like calling a guy fat, calling a guy ugly, making fun of guys that are even more muscular, like, you know, saying like that was disgusting. I was looking at Dr. Mike was at like some Miami, was at the Miami,
you have 1 minute. One minute.
Muscle Beach, and literally every single, like the first 50 comments, and I was going through it with my girlfriend, and I was saying to her, like, do you see every single comment is just calling him like a disgusting, like fat turtle, gross, and like nobody gives a fuck, nobody cares. I just don't think that same thing would be, and I don't think that people are, I don't think anyone would even think to say like, oh, maybe we shouldn't be like heavily criticizing this guy's appearance. I don't think that's even a thought to come across people's minds. Whereas with women, I think there will be an equal amount of people maybe talking shit, but then an equal amount of people being like, hey, bro, don't talk shit. So, I mean, do you agree with that?
I don't disagree that it is more permissible to attack men on appearance and other related things like that. Like bald jokes are totally okay for men, even though arguably that's just like a thing that you can't control at all. It's hard to compare directly though, because men also greenlight a lot of these types of attacks, right? There is no like man's man, I guess, except for maybe you could argue red pillars are kind of sort of like that. But I mean, even red pillars will shit on men for appearance related reasons.
Yeah, wouldn't that make it worse for men because they just get it from all sides? Whereas, and like, there's absolutely no like kind of contingent that defends these sorts of these men from these sorts of attacks from anyone, and nobody takes to do it. Like,
well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. In terms of like hold on. In terms of the criticism thing, I agree, but I think that the I guess like, how do you explain the fact that it feels like, if you look to like media, for instance, which is, I feel like, is a big reflection of our feelings in society, I feel like you see a lot more broad acceptance, or maybe men can inhabit a lot of different types of bodies and still have positive impressions in media. Whereas for women, I feel like you're pretty narrowly prescribed there in terms of what you can look like. And then I feel like socially, I feel like women in general, you don't agree with that?
No.
How many fat, successful women actors are there?
I don't, I mean, some. I don't know. Like, it's not.
I feel like there's one.
Ghostbusters, Amy Schumer, the girl from
Amy
Schumer. That's just three. First of all, hold on. Wait, just to be clear. I just named three fat people off the top of my head. I don't think of every single fat person that's ever existed, but I can name you three off the top of my head. Melissa McCarthy, or whatever the fuck, Amy Schumer, and the girl from Pitch Perfect. They were all fat. They were all accepted. You agree with that, right?
So, Melissa McCarthy, it was the one I was thinking of, but I'm pretty sure most of the roles she even played were like, LOL, I'm fat. Like, the fatness
was
like,
same thing with Jonah Hill, same thing with Kevin James.
I've never heard a more wrong statement in my entire life that you.
Kevin James' gimmick wasn't being a fat ass. Did you watch the fucking
Jonah
movie with Chris
Hills
Rock in him?
Every role Jonah Hills has played was just him being LOL fat?
Not every role,
in Moneyball,
but
in Wolf
bad,
of
yes,
Wall
LOL
Street,
fat.
In
21
no.
Jump Street, LOL fat. You're a fat, ugly dude, and now you're coming back to college, and come back to high school or college, where the fuck he was in. It's like, oh, actually, now the kids have changed, so now they like your personality and stuff. But like, the meme was, it's going to be just like it always was. You're fat, and nobody likes you. That was the meme, but then it turned out that it wasn't the case, and that was like the gimmick of the movie. And yes.
So I haven't seen the particular movie you're talking about, but for Wolf of Wall Street, Jonah's character is not just LOL fat. I'm not even sure if they make, I'm sure they must make a fat joke, but I don't even know if they do make a fat joke, but it's not there. In Moneyball, I don't believe that there was any, like, I don't know if there are any fat jokes in that movie for War Dogs. I don't think.
Not every role they have is going to be at the expense of their physical appearance. I'm saying that they get made fun of for their appearance. They have roles that are specifically about their physical appearance. Jack Black is another one. Yes, he's had a lot of like, you're a funny fat guy. That's the thing. Like, yes, there's a niche for it, but don't act as though like people aren't like playing it up the same way one might play up a Melissa McCarthy thing. And just to be clear, this is diverting from the original point, which is that there are fat women that exist in media and it's completely okay, right?
You didn't even let me get through that. So Melissa McCarthy, I would agree. Amy Schumer? How many different things has she been in as an actor?
I don't know. Okay. All right, well, in media. Okay, so she doesn't act that much. She's been in a few movies, but she also is a comedian that has done a bunch of sold out shows. So that's another person that just exists within the world, a public eye that is not necessarily conventionally attractive, that people like, that made a lot of money doing it, and like that exists. That's a lane that exists. So you can't pretend it doesn't exist. That's all I'm saying in regards to this particular point.
Okay. I'm not saying it doesn't exist, okay?
I'm glad you can agree with me now. So now we don't agree. Right?
No. I'm sure you can find, like, there are going to be one or two people that might be an exception to the rule, but even on these ones that are exceptions, first of all, and it might have just been the circles that I was in on the internet, I feel like a lot of people made comments about Amy Schumer's weight constantly. That was a huge thing. Nobody is saying Jonah Hill sucked in Wolf of Wall Street. Why are they casting this guy? He's fat. That's never, ever, ever heard that about a guy ever. Why do they have Jack Black in this film? He's fat. What, like, nobody, these are just not comments that people make, right? It just doesn't happen.
No,
like,
those
in School
are,
of
no,
Rock, Jack Black's character is
stupid.
Not like a fat man. Like, that's how he's characterized as. He just happens to be fat. It doesn't have to be the defining characteristic of him. Whereas if I'm thinking for a Melissa McCarthy in the movie Spy, in the movie, was she in Bridesmaids? I feel like her being fat is the butt of, like, half the jokes. But if I think of, Seth Rogen for, like, stoner comedy stuff, like, him being fat sometimes isn't even a joke. Or if there is a joke about it, it's very rare. But, like, these are people who are just, like, a lot of guys are just able to be, like, fat. But that's okay. Right, it's not like the defining aspect of who they are. Or you can have serious actors that are just larger, and that's it. But I feel like for women, especially moving outside of just comedy,
who's the guy who played Sam Tarly? Whatever the guy who played Sam Tarly, yes, they called him fat all the time. Night's Watch called Sam fat all the time. There are male characters that are overweight, and a huge portion of their character, I mean, the character spends a lot of time within whatever medium they're in getting called fat for being fat.
But why
do
they say that about? Why do they say that about Sam Tarly? Why do they say that about Sam Tarly?
Because he was inept in terms of, like, fighting, and he was kind of just like a nerd.
No. But see, that's the thing. For men, you're evaluated on your competency. Because if you're fat, but you're able-bodied, then you're not going to get made fun of for being fat. For women, that's not there.
Kung Fu Panda's animated, but he did get made fun of for being fat, and he was the Dragon Warrior, but continue.
Okay, I have not seen Kung Fu Panda, so I can't speak to that. But I'm sure that we can think of... Thank you. I got you. I'm sure we can think of people who... In Game of Thrones, do we ever see the Hound without, like, armor on?
Not without at least, like, leather mail or some shit.
I feel like that guy is probably overweight. But I don't think anybody
Mountain's kind of fat.
Yeah, but nobody calls them that because these people are competent, right? A woman can't gain competency to undo her fatness because the visual appearance of the person is, like, 51% of what they're judged on.
Yeah, this is, okay.
Oh, Varys was large, but yeah, for 100%.
Yeah, I mean, but he okay, well, him being a eunuch, I think, headed off a lot of the fat jokes because they just made penis jokes. But regardless, I don't necessarily, like, even with this being, I don't grant you this, but if I were to grant you this, I still wouldn't necessarily say that this out, like, on net, that means, oh, being a fat woman is more deleterious to your either your monetary success, your social success, your relationship success, than being a fat man. I think, if anything, they're probably relatively even, but if I were to say one is more scrutinized than the other, more criticized than the other, I would fall on the male side, because we can agree with all these things. I can agree with all the things that you've said, and I'd still say, okay, well, if one person, if you were to call a guy fat in public versus a woman fat in public, are you going to get more weird looks, more people coming to the defense of the man or the woman? Like, obviously, it would be more people coming to the defense of the woman, and you can say that that's also kind of like inherent, like, sexism or whatever, but it's true. So being a fat man,
In this one realm, I would agree with you. That it's more, you're more able to criticize just because of where we're at socially. But, like, I think I would agree with this. I'm not stereotyping or judging in any way, size, shape, or form. I'm only asking this question because I'm purely curious. Are you black?
I am.
Okay. Do you think it's easier to be white or black?
Uh, White.
Okay, you would agree, though, that I would get in a lot more trouble for calling you the N-word publicly than you would for calling me the C-word, right?
Yes.
So, like, that's an aspect of it, but that doesn't encapsulate everything. And if anything, I feel like the trouble
there...
But
those are different things, though.
Like, I understand. I agree they're different. But saying the response there is probably indicative of, like, where where those things are, like, coming from. That there's like a counter wave or whatever for women not wanting to be publicly criticized by their appearance because that aspect of them is such an important aspect. Whereas for men, it's more acceptable to do it, which I agree. But I think that's probably responsive to some other underlying real thing that, like, well, you know, making fun of a woman for her appearance, this is like hitting to the core of, like, who a woman is versus making fun of a man for his appearance. It's bad. But, like, men can overcome deficits in looks. I don't even want to say overcome. If a man is competent, the weight doesn't really matter. If the man can do, like, good things, then that's fine. But there is no way that a woman can overcome her ugliness with competency.
Okay. Regarding your analogy specifically, I would say that that would be more analogous if we were comparing, say, people being made fun of for being tall versus people being made fun of for being short. I think that's more analogous to, like, the cross-racial thing where it's like, oh, like, I get made fun of a lot because I'm 6'11". If some dude said that versus some guy's like, well, I'm 5'3", and I get made fun of a lot. And people, like, I think that's more analogous where I would definitely understand why people have a lot more sympathy for the short person than the tall person. I think that would map more onto the racial thing. For fat men and fat women, I don't agree because I think fat men are inhibited to the same exact degree, if not worse, by their appearance. And I also would say, like, there's other factors at play that make being fat for a woman not necessarily as inhibiting, like, interpersonally, because, well, especially, like, across sexes, because I would say men are a lot more willing to date fat women than women are willing to date fat men, simply because there's, because I would say men are just generally more desperate than women. So I would say that that's already kind of across sexes where it's imbalanced. And then beyond
you're far more judged in a dating looks aspect being a woman who's fat versus being a man who's fat.
Okay, and then this is where I'm going to say something, and then you're going to say, oh, well, yes, guys will have sex with a fat woman, but they won't date a fat woman. And then I'm going to say, well, that matters still. Like there's still value to people being willing to have sex with you. You're going to say that, as a sex object. Well, yes, I know.
Well, not necessarily that, but you would say that because you're a man, and sex is a thing that you're chasing. But if you're a woman, and relationships are the things you're chasing, well, of course, if you value the thing that you value, but you try to project that onto the woman, like, she's not going to care. Like, if you were to tell a woman, like, oh, well, you could fuck anybody you want, so you should be happy, right? The woman's gonna be like, well, no, you could date any of these fat bitches you want, right?
I would not tell her to be happy. I would not think that she should be happy, and I would not expect her to be happy because that's not what she's seeking. I would say, well, that's not her primary, that's not, like, kind of the primary thing that she would be looking for in that particular example. I would say, though, that if you have two people, one is a fat man and one's a fat woman, and you know nothing else about them, and you were to say, okay, well, who do you think kind of, like, feels better about themselves, like, physically, due to kind of, like, external validation and due to sexual success or due to kind of, even, I would say, relationship success, I would say probably the woman, because she probably just has more options, and the guy probably, and there are probably more guys that are more desperate, so that they would kind of, like, overlook particular, like, things that they might, you know, rule out, for example, like a weight.
Desperate guys looking for sex versus desperate guys looking for relationships are going to be two different things. And I don't know if this is, like, the catch a woman is looking for is a guy who's desperate.
I'm not saying it is. We're comparing two bad things and saying which is worse or which is less bad, I guess. I'm not saying this is a desirable position.
Who do you think would be generally better positioned in life? A man who's overweight making $80,000 a year or a woman who's overweight making $80,000 a year? All else equal, men can overcome, like, there's going to be a world where I might agree with you, like, who's going to be better off, a guy who's, like, homeless, or not homeless, a guy making $24,000 a year who's fat working at McDonald's versus a woman making $24,000 a year who's fat working at McDonald's? Maybe in this circumstances, the woman might be better off, but, like, generally speaking, men can overcome their overweightness with competency. Whereas women just can't really do that. That's always going to be, like, a really negative impact on the woman, irrespective of where she's at on the ladder. But men can negate that.
So what do you think is being inhibited specifically when you say, like, a fat woman, for example, like, well, not necessarily in every case, but on average, like, what does a fat woman have? What is being inhibited from her that if she was not as fat, she would be able to have access to, besides, like, I don't know, being, like, a fucking secret model or something like that?
I mean, access to, in terms of dating, access to better men.
I don't think that weight is a strict, weight is, like, kind of, like, a thing that men are, like, very strictly selecting for. I think that men have weight preferences, but weight is one of those things that fluctuates enough that having a strict preference for it doesn't really make any sense anyway. So I don't think, even if I were to grant you that, I would say that's like a 1.2 out of 10 in terms of like significance, in terms of like someone's well-being or self-perception.
Who do you think who do you think values appearance more in a relationship? A woman wanting a conventionally attractive male partner, or a man wanting a conventionally attractive female partner?
I think that's super dependent, but I would say generally, I would grant you that generally men value appearance more than women, but I do think that's a very subjective, very not set in stone, very, that's not a general rule, I would say, but
do you think there is any realm in all of society, like if I were to look at our legislative body, lawmakers, if I were to look at our media landscape, our actors, do you think there's any world, any system where there's an equal distribution of fat men and fat women? Or do you think in all of these systems, there are going to be an abundance of fat men and no, and very few fat women?
I think if you were to control for likelihood of being fat, it would be relatively even. I think it's simply a fact that men on average are more obese than women, probably, at least younger people, because I guess with pregnancy and stuff, it might get more difficult as you get older. But I would say in terms of like young people,
Can I ask how old you are?
25. Well, 26.
Do you remember what were the primary with all the Democrats? It was 2020. Like, if I just think of like, I'm thinking of like people in Congress and people running for president, when I think of like fat men, like Trump is fat now, obese, maybe, probably. Chris Christie is a huge guy. There are, we can go through Congressman Gomer is a
Dick Cheney, John McCain.
What?
I said Dick Cheney, John McCain.
Sure, yeah. But if I look at like the women, I'm thinking like Kamala Harris, this is an ordinary BMI person, Elizabeth Warren, like Rashid Tlaib, Ilhan Omar, AOC, Hillary Clinton.
Well, no, the one from the squad,
are there
Ilhan
any
Omar.
Fat women at all in the Congress? There must be at least one.
The one from the squad that isn't Ilhan Omar, I mean, I don't know if she, I would call her fat, but like, I don't know if I would necessarily say she's not overweight. I haven't seen her in a while, but she's one example. But I would also say that you're also selecting for kind of like,
are you saying you're not sure if Ilhan Omar is fat or not?
No, Ilhan Omar is not fat, but there's another woman in the squad, I believe. That's not AOC, that's not Ilhan Omar, it's the other one, the one that,
Rashid Tlaib?
Yeah, she's not, I mean, I haven't seen her in a while, but I don't think she's like necessarily like definitely not overweight to any degree. Right? I mean,
maybe I wouldn't call her necessarily skinny, but this is like nowhere near like Chris Christie or
yeah,
like Gomer.
I mean, okay.
Well, this is like, this has to be, and she's got a huge, this might be, I say that to mean that like her shirt and everything is going to be larger. I'm not being a good,
it's okay. I'm
but
not
like,
judging
well, no, because Chad is like, it wouldn't good. Surprise me if she was like overweight or like right into the overweight thing. But like, is there a fact, like nobody is even close to how fat like some of the men in Congress are that can get away with it, right? Like even like Rashid Tlaib here, I don't think would be, is it Gomer? No. Is it Comer? Why do I this guy's name up so much? Is it, it's not James. Oh, it is James. These guys take, is this a real picture? Hold on, motherfucker. Pritzker is giga fat.
I just want to say, I think you're taking just a fact of the world and narrativizing it.
This is not a fact of the world.
It is a fact of the world. There are more fat men in legislative positions. Yes. Does that mean?
Well, no. Not just in legislative. In every visible position in all of society.
Okay, hang on a second. First of all, no. Second of all, let's just stick with legislative positions, because for you to say every position, we would have to go through enough for me to even be willing to think that that's not a completely outrageous claim. You have not established that just because there's a higher incidence of fatness among men in Congress, like that signifies somehow that fat women are being blocked out of Congress because they're fat. That doesn't make any sense.
Prove like something that drastic, this causal thing. That would be impossible for me to prove. I'd have to find somebody saying like, I'm not supporting you because you're fat. I'm just saying that like, it seems like I can infer, if I look at every part of society and it feels like fat men are not inhibited by their fatness anywhere near as much as fat women seem to be, especially because the few fat women that do make it, like our Melissa McCarthy's, their whole shtick has to be about being fat. It feels like the fatness is a far more defining characteristic for a woman than it is for a man. Like, I've never, like, trophy husband is a joke term. Trophy wife was like a life's aspiration for some women. You can argue there are other factors at play too. I just think in general, I think that appearance wise, men have a broader spectrum that they can inhabit because they can overcome their appearance with their competency. Whereas women, that will always be a massive detriment.
And I understand that you think that, but do you not, this is why I brought up the thing about like criticism, making fun of people. Do you not feel as though if what you just said was true, it would also be the case that fat women get made fun of a lot more than fat men? How are you reconciling these two positions?
I think
that,
fat women,
is way more deleterious for women to be fat. However, men, if you're fat, you're going to get made fun of a lot more. People are going to laugh at you a lot more.
I think honestly, fat women fatness, do get, I think
men
fat
being
women,
really buff
we're
also
using,
get made
we're
fun
using,
of a lot.
We're using different like examples. I think fat women do get made fun of more than fat men. But your earlier question was who would it be more acceptable to make fun of? I don't think publicly, depending on the area you're at, I don't think publicly you are making fun of fat you're not making fun of women's appearance because you're going to get roasted in public areas, especially on social media today for doing it. But like behind closed doors, if men are ragging on some dude, it's going to be for a bunch of different reasons, but I don't know if it's necessarily going to be just for being fat. Like, that might be a thing they include. But for guys, if there's a woman who is fat, whoo, that's going to be like the go-to nuke spot that they're going to hit over and over and over and over again in close circles. Like, no guy is going in on a girl. It's like, oh, yeah, she was creepy or she doesn't make enough money or whatever else. If she's a fatty, that's going to be the go-to like a billion times over.
I'm not 100% sure I agree with that, but regardless of whether I agree to disagree with that, all I could say to that would be, yeah, it's because a lot of what people went say about fat men, they would just say it to their face anyway. They would have no res- or say it to people in public. They would have no reservation of like waiting until they're talking to a trusted group of people to like make comments about the person's appearance, especially if it's a person they don't like. Like, you can go into any public space right now in any metropolitan area and call Donald Trump a fat fuck. Nobody will say, whoa, bro, chill. If you call, I don't know, Amy Schumer a fat fuck, if you call the girl from Pitch Perfect fat fuck, most places you go, any metro place, people will like be really mad at you. So that's where I'm.
Yeah,
that's
I, where no, no, I understand that. I don't disagree with you. I don't disagree with you.
Like
I don't disagree with
brother.
You. I don't disagree with you that the public sentiment will be that way, especially because we are culturally, but also because of like what the weight that those things carry. This is why I was comparing it to like the N word versus calling like a white guy a cracker. It's like if you call a successful dude fat, like who the fuck cares? Like nobody gives a fuck. Like you're not really doing anything. Like, I can't level some
the,
dude.
The successful dude probably cares.
No. I don't think that. No, I don't really think so. Not that much. Whereas for women, if you're successful
and
fat,
that thinking that is reinforcing my point. You don't even stop to consider, maybe this guy probably wouldn't like if someone called him a fat.
I think, no, I'm not saying he wouldn't. I'm not saying he likes it. I'm saying that, like,
no,
it might be.
He would dislike it. He would actively dislike it. It would make him feel bad. And nobody gives a fuck. That's what I would say.
Assuming the man is competent in the areas that he's in, I don't. Maybe it might bring up bad thoughts from high school or college or whatever. Maybe. I mean, like, I'm not going to say these people are invincible, but compared to like a woman, the social power of these, of like how you can bring somebody down is just not like nobody around you is going to be like, oh yeah, you got him, dude. Like if, I'm trying to think if there are any fat tech CEOs. Like if you just walk in and like call this dude fat, like you're just gonna like, okay, I guess, LOL. But like, that's it. But like for like a woman, your appearance is something you're always going to be judged by. Like it's something that's always there, like for politicians, for tech leaders, for any woman on YouTube. Like it's a larger component of your character than anything else.
I completely disagree with that. I mean, okay, let's just
look at Gabe. Gabe is a good example. The CEO of Steam, and he's part of the group of gamers who are like some of the meanest people in the world.
Like, bro, nobody knows him, little bro.
Everybody in the gaming world knows him, but nobody's like on Gabe being like, or I'm sure there are people that do it, like, oh, Gabe Newell is fat, ha ha. Like, this is just not like a thing you would like. Even if people were mad about Steam or whatever, they're gonna be like, oh, Gabe Newell is fat, ha. Like, that's just not gonna be a thing that many people. It's because it doesn't carry much. No one gives a.
You're saying that, right? Okay, so I wanted to. There was something you said about like legislative. I want to go back to your legislative point.
Also, I have like. Hit me up with your final thoughts, because Michael Tracy is going to be here in like 1 or 2 minutes, so I'm going to have to run downstairs.
Okay, I would just say there are a lot of people, like especially a lot of like older women, unfortunately, like I mean, who you know have like the drawn on eyebrows, who you know you talk about like Mar-a-Lago face and all this stuff. This is stuff that people that like this, in my opinion, is like really bad. It looks really crazy, and I think if there were guys that were walking around with like these types of drawn on eyebrows and these elevated cheekbones and these pointed out chins, people would be saying a lot more, and it would be a lot more inhibiting to them than it is for the women who currently occupy spaces in government that have these sorts of looks. And then I would also say, when you're talking about like Congress people and stuff like that, I would say, yeah, maybe, I would say definitely kind of when they were coming up back in like the 70s and the 80s and the 90s, like their weight was like super, super important. So now the current, the people currently occupying these offices, maybe like there was some sort of selection bias based on weight for women that didn't exist for men. But I would say that definitely doesn't exist for people coming up right now. And for you to like very confidently assert that anyone who thinks that like, oh, like being a fat guy is like obviously much easier than being a fat woman. I think that's a crazy statement. I think that's super case dependent. And I think generally it's probably the opposite, but yeah.
Okay. I mean, like we're playing oppression Olympics a little bit here, and that, not to be derogatory about it, but like it's a bad thing no matter what. I'm just saying that I feel like it is significantly less bad for a man than it is for a woman on almost all appearance related things, being fat included. Like, it's not like being fat is good as a guy, or that can't be hurtful or suck. And then especially if your life already sucks, it can compound really horribly on top of it. But
do you think there are more desperate men willing to date overweight women, or more desperate women willing to date overweight men?
Are there more desperate overweight men willing to date women, or more desperate overweight women?
More desperate men willing to date overweight women, or more desperate women, or not even necessarily desperate. Do you think there are more men willing to date overweight women, or more women willing to date overweight men?
I don't know. I'm not. Whatever the answer to that question is, I would be thinking about it with things that have almost nothing to do with being overweight on the man's side. Being overweight, unless you're like obese, it's just not really going to be a big inhibitor for you for dating on the man side. If you're like a successful guy, especially if you're, you know, funny or whatever else, you don't look like a fucking demon.
What if you're an average guy?
If you're an average guy, like an average guy doesn't have to be like a Dave Chappelle comedian or like ultra competent, but as long as you're like an average dude and you're decently friendly, like, yes, these people exist where you're like, I feel like the pairings that you normally see is like an average guy could be like slightly overweight. You've got like his mom or the, not his mom, but you like the wife will probably generally be smaller. Like generally speaking, that's just, women are just.
And I think this is also just the descriptive fact of the world that men are generally bigger and women are generally smaller, but I don't think that it necessarily signifies that there's a bias against that one.
Per body thing or whatever else. Listen, we'll revisit this.
All right. All right,
wait, hold on. Wait. So, just to recap, coming back at the, so you think on average, all else equal, you think that a man being overweight is going to be more detrimental than a woman being overweight, all else equal in these people's lives?
I think they will be made fun of more for it, and I think the psychological impact
stop. I didn't say made fun of more for it. I'm asking you, who do you think has a worse life? Like, whose life is going to be made worse overall? A guy
as a function of their weight.
Yes, if just being overweight.
I think appearance matters more for women generally, so I would probably lean towards the woman, but I just think that there's more to it than just like, I think there's more to it than that, and I would have to elaborate more, so.
What the fuck do we even, wait, so what do we disagree on?
We do disagree. I think maybe I just conceded something that I didn't mean to concede. I will say that being fat, I think that there's more things at play in terms of just like, oh, like strictly based on appearance, like how does that like inform outcomes? I would say that there's other things at play. Like, for example, you said take out the making fun of part. I think that, to me, I don't understand how that makes sense because that factors into the equation for me like quite heavily.
Take out the what part? Sorry.
You said take out the fact that like men will probably be made fun of more on balance. It's like, well, that's kind of a heavy factor in my equation. So if you take that out, yeah, I guess probably worse for women. But like that's...
Who do you think, important. I'm just curious on this also. Who do you think makes fun of fat men more? Women or men?
I think men make fun of everyone more. So I wouldn't say that like, oh, men get made fun of more for their weight by men because men are more ruthless about that or less sensitive to the specific thing. I would say women are more sensitive to making fun of people's appearance, generally speaking. So it will just always be men that are making fun of everyone more for any sort of appearance, that like is deemed socially, not preferable.
Okay.
But I wouldn't say that. Yeah. I mean, that's, yeah.
Okay. All right.
So you've conceded?
No, not at all.
You own Steven.
Yeah. Definitely not even close. But okay. All right. Well, hey, listen, I appreciate your calling. Stay safe. Be careful.
Thanks for the time.
Yeah.
You too. Bye.